Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We want to thank our friends from Zoetis for sponsoring today's great conversation that we're going to have. We're going to be talking about artificial intelligence blood smear, the complete hematology story. I'm really, really interested in learning more about it. And our guest today is Dr. Corey Penn. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Dr. Christman. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I love learning about AI technology. You know, as you can hear it in my voice, I'm very passionate about this area because the way in which we move the needle in veterinary medicine is, and this is how we do it with this great technology. So really happy to learn more about this. So a little bit to our listeners who may not be familiar with our friend, Dr. Penn, now you will. He received his DVM from the University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine. We always got to give a shout out to our vet schools. So, yeah. After receiving his Bachelor's of Science from Eastern Illinois University, he's currently the Senior Veterinary Diagnostic Platform Lead for Vet Scan Images with Zoetis Global Diagnostics. So let's get into it because we have a lot to chat about. I know, you know, we were able earlier, actually, we were able to have Dr. Barrett. She did a podcast with us in February of this year to provide some really exciting updates on digital cytology and the VET scan images. So Dr. Penn, I hear that there was just a new application addition to the VET scan images platform. So tell our listeners, fill us in a little bit on the new application and a little bit of the overview of the platform for those that are not familiar with it.
Yeah, for sure, Dr. Christman, and thank you for having me. AI is near and dear to my heart, as well as VET scan images. So you're absolutely correct that there has been an addition to the VET scan images, which is a multi-use platform that enables real-time expert medical services and results through an AI and digital microscopy solution. And the latest application to launch on VET scan images was the AI blood smear application, and it utilizes artificial intelligence-driven analysis to clarify abnormalities to supplement those CBC results by verifying that white blood cell differential and providing an estimated white blood cell count, providing an estimated platelet count, and identifying the presence of those platelet clumps, which we all know can impact our platelet counts from our automated analyzers, and then identify and count those polychromatophils and nucleated red blood cells, which are those indicators of a regenerative process. So the VET scan images AI blood application is a screening test with those results that are comparable to an expert clinical pathologist that's available to really simplify that workflow and eliminate the need of the veterinary professional to have to sit down and perform that microscopic evaluation. In addition, it is going to provide access to Zoetis clinical pathologists to provide those expert review of samples to evaluate cell information not reported by the AI if deemed necessary. And with a small in-office footprint, VET scan images delivers a streamlined approach to fecal testing, digital cytology, and now blood smears. And as new applications become available as part of this multi-use platform, they'll be easily integrated into the existing VET scan images testing capabilities.
Wow, that's really incredible. So, you know, fecal, digital cytology, blood smears now. So I always think of the how in veterinary medicine. So how is this application going to be important or even beneficial to the field of vet med?
Yeah, for sure. So the AI blood smear evaluation is going to be an essential step in overall patient health assessment as it provides the qualitative evaluation of those blood cells that cannot always be detected with those automated cell counts, as we all know as being practitioners. Yep. AI blood smear evaluation is going to complement It's really both the point of care and reference laboratory automated hematology counts. And we know that those should be performed regularly with every CBC. It's especially important or integral for those sick animals and those with hematologic abnormalities. A blood smear is going to enable us as veterinarians to confirm those results, assure quality, and then provide additional insights to help guide diagnosis and treatment. And it provides the ability to confirm automated CBC results by verifying those red blood cells, white blood cell, and platelet counts, in addition, telling us and evaluating cell morphology that's not reported by those automated CBC analyzers.
You know, in practice, we used to always, it's always did the blood smears when it was only an anemia. But, you know, now we know there's so much that that there's so many recommendations for it when you have to do, you know, these blood smears. So when is it recommended that a blood smear must be performed to supplement the automated CBC results?
Excellent question, Dr. Christmas. When we think about this, ideally, a blood smear evaluation should always be examined as part of a CBC, but it is especially vital that it's performed during the following clinical instances. You know, when we have that anemia or that low red blood cell count, as you mentioned, thrombocytopenia, our low platelet count, we see those pretty darn often. If we have a neutrophilia or a neutropenia, you know, to verify that count and also examine those cells. A lymphocytosis, a severe illness, so just a sick pet in general, suspicion of blood parasites, or any time that there's warning flags that are present on that automated CBC report. You know, so those are the instances that it's absolutely vital. But ideally, we would like a blood smear evaluation to be performed every time with every automated CBC to provide us that comprehensive CBC result.
Right. And what does the research show nowadays? Are there any studies that show the frequency of abnormalities found on automated CBC results in the vet literature?
Yeah, there sure are. So there was two surveys done at Michigan State University that looked at this a little bit. And the frequency of anemia was shown to be 23 to 29% and 10 to 20% in dogs and cats, respectively. So actually pretty high frequency of anemia. And in those same surveys, 5 to 15% of dogs and 7 to 60% of cats were thrombocytopenic. So these are examples that we just talked about, those clinical cases in which a blood smear should always be performed to confirm that anemia, give us more information about that anemia, and or those low platelet counts. So in addition, as we mentioned, for those anemic patients, cell morphology is equally important for that patient diagnosis as confirming the presence and degree of regenerative response.
Really interesting. Really, really fascinating. So to this point, is there any information about how often blood smears are performed? And if so, how are they performed when completed?
Yeah, you know, I think back, you know, I would like to say that I did a blood smear for every CBC, for every automated CBC, but that didn't always happen, right? So blood smears, you know, prepared and evaluated alongside automated CBCs are not done as often as they should be. So in an independent Zoetis survey of U.S. veterinarians, it was estimated that about 37% of those CBC results that are automated return as abnormal, which actually lines up really nicely with the literature that we just talked about. When asked about their next steps upon receiving that abnormal CBC result, about 29% performed a blood smear evaluation in clinic, meaning they looked at that blood smear. 16% of those who were surveyed sent that sample to the reference laboratory for a blood smear evaluation. And then 55% didn't prepare and evaluate a blood smear. They just kind of took those results and they just said, hey, this is what I've got. And so to me, this is information that shows us there's a lot of work to be done to increase that number of blood smears being done to get that comprehensive CBC. And with the VET scan imagist solution, we can alleviate those challenges, Dr. Christman, and allow us to start moving in that direction of getting that comprehensive CBC.
Yeah, we really need to move in that direction. I think nowadays too, Dr. Penn, it's like time is probably against us when it comes to these things. And, you know, oh, I don't have the time to do one, or maybe I don't have the expertise or quality control. So what are some of the reasons that blood smears are not performed as often as they should be?
Yeah, and as we talk about that survey, you know, when the veterinarians were asked, hey, why, you know, you don't perform a blood smear, how come? You know, why don't you prepare a blood smear for that abnormal CBC? The most common mentions were that they don't need this evaluation, or they rely on their reference laboratories, or they lack the confidence and time in interpreting that blood smear. So back to your point. And in some instances, you know, it's blood smears are not performed due to challenges with interpretation and availability of that expert evaluation. So blood smear evaluation success is dependent on a number of different components, which include the quality of the blood smear preparation, the stain maintenance, the ability to evaluate the correct areas of that blood smear, the ability to differentiate artifacts from those morphologic abnormalities, user experience with interpreting those blood smears, And maybe even the assumption that those automated cell counts are correct each time. So really with VET scan images, we're really alleviating those challenges of that time and that expertise, you know, with the AI that can always be supplemented with that expert add-on review.
Right. Well, let's talk about the VET scan images then. So how can the VET scan images AI blood smear application help alleviate some of these challenges that you just talked about to lead to less blood smears being performed?
Yeah, the VET scan images to AI blood smear application, you know, conveniently delivers artificial intelligence driven blood smear analysis and really provides critical data to supplement those automated CBC results to help inform diagnosis and treatment. And with the utilization of VET scan images, there will be alleviation of those challenges that we just mentioned that lead to blood smears not being performed in the hospital. And it'll allow the veterinary professionals to focus on other important tasks during their busy workday and let the digital microscope and the AI do the heavy lifting of identifying, estimating those platelet clumps, providing an estimated count of platelets and white blood cells, and then those indicators of a regenerative response like polychromatophils and nucleated red blood cells to really supplement those automated CBC results. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the VET scan images AI blood application is a nice screening test with results comparable to that of an expert clinical pathologist that is really there to simplify that workflow and eliminate the need of the veterinary professional to have to sit down at the counter at the microscope and say, hey, I've got to figure out what's going on with this patient. We always have the AI and the expert there, Dr. Christman, you know, to alleviate that time and expertise.
I love that. You sold me at time. That's for sure. That's a big thing. So walk me through the steps then. So let's say I have the machine. What are the steps necessary for processing the sample?
Yeah, when we think about the AI blood application, you prepare the slide just as you would normally. So you're going to have your room temperature EDA preserved whole blood. You're going to have your clean, unused glass slides and ensure that those slides have a frosted edge so you can label them. You're going to label those slides with a pencil to identify the patient. We want to avoid pin that's going to wash off in the fixative, okay? We're going to mix the blood sample prior to making that blood film by gently rolling and inverting the tube several times to make sure that it's, you know, homogeneously mixed. And then using a capillary tube or pipette, we're going to place a small droplet of blood close to that frosted edge on the slide. So about a half a centimeter away from that frosted edge. And we're going to take our second slide, slowly pull that spreader slide into that blood droplet at a 30 to 45 degree angle. And then as soon as we see that drop spreading from the edge of the spreader slide with that smooth, steady motion, we're going to push that spreader slide away from the sample blood droplet. And maintaining that angle and consistent contact, because we don't want to apply downward pressure and kind of trap those cells and push them. So it's just, Dr. Christman, it's just literally preparing a blood smear as we always would. And we're going to let that blood smear air dry for some minutes. Then we're going to stain it with a Romanowski type stain. And then after that slide has been stained and air dried, we're going to add a 24 by 60 millimeter cover slip on that slide with a drop of immersion oil, and then it's ready to go on the scanner. So those are the steps. And if there's any, you know, concerns with, hey, I don't make a lot of blood smears, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike, you know. If you haven't done it for a while, it's easy to say, I'm not very good at it. But once you get on the bike and you get going, it doesn't take long. You get back into the hang of things. And we have a lot of different videos and resources to make sure that our colleagues can feel comfortable with, you know, preparing that blood smear.
Yeah. And this is something that you can teach the staff this as well. Like, I know that at my hospital, we did that as well. We did it over like a lunch and learn type of a thing. We just learned how to do the feathered edges, and you just be more, just like you said, riding a bicycle. I think you empower the whole team. It's also going to help with your workflow as well. I love that. And, you know, I know we hear so much. I was just hearing about yesterday about AI technology. So we hear a lot of buzz in the world today about AI. And more, especially in our world of vet med. So how does the AI work for the VET scan images AI blood smear?
Yeah. And Dr. Christman, as we mentioned off the top of the podcast, this is something that's near and dear to my heart. And we do hear a lot about artificial intelligence. And when we think about artificial intelligence. It refers to really algorithms performing activities that would normally need human intelligence to do. And there's really two different types of AI algorithms in veterinary medicine. One is superficial machine learning, and then the other is called deep learning. And their goal is really the same. However, the way that they're developed and trained and utilized is slightly different. So with machine or superficial learning, this is a branch of artificial intelligence in which a human really must manually extract features from something that is being trained. So if we think about a cat, we would say, you know, these are the physical features that I can see with my eyes that make this a cat. And those manually extracted features are then communicated to the algorithm so that the algorithm can put all of those, construct all of those together to be able to classify this given object as a cat. So maybe it's ears and eye position and mouth. Well, deep learning is a different type of learning in which neural networks or the algorithms are inspired by the human brain. So it learns from massive amounts of data to accurately imitate how that human brain works. And in this case, what's going to happen is we're going to provide expertly classified inputs. So in this case, a cat, to the algorithm. And that then the algorithm is going to say, okay, I've got these thousands of cats, and I'm going to extract the features to be able to classify this object. And this is what we utilize on the VetScan Imagist. A key difference between superficial and deep learning algorithms is the number of levels of features that are represented and the layers of that nonlinear processing units that are identified. So with superficial learning AI algorithms, as we mentioned, they're things that we can see with our eyes. So there are fewer hidden layer features that are being evaluated due to the human expert having to identify those features. And with deep learning AI algorithms, we break this down to the pixel level. So by providing those expertly classified images, it breaks it down to the pixel level to extract features of that input image. And for that reason, it's possible that with shallow learning or machine learning, that there could be a need for more attributes to correctly classify an object in an image, depending on what that background is. And knowing what additional features to add can be challenging for those shallow learning algorithms. Whereas with the deep learning algorithms, there are multiple features that are assessed when classifying those objects, as it's broken down to the pixel level. And with deep learning AI, which is again what the VetScan Imagist utilizes, the algorithm is determining those differentiating attributes that we sometimes cannot even pick up with our own eyes. So improvements to deep learning algorithms are generally related to providing more and better image examples so that we can combine that feature extraction and analysis and maximize those pixel level features.
Incredible. So, but what about things such as cellular morphology that is not identified by the AI?
Absolutely, Dr. Chrisman. It's a wonderful question. So we think about the AI, and it's a great screening test to assure that quality with the VET scan images to say, hey, we're going to get our estimated white blood cell count and our differential and our estimated platelet count and the presence of platelet clumps, as well as those indicators of a regenerative response with polychromatophils as well as nucleated red blood cells. But with the application, there's always the opportunity to have that add-on expert review and send that blood smear to a clinical pathologist as part of the Zoetis virtual lab. And in this scenario, the AI results in that whole slide image will be forwarded to the clinical pathologist and will be reviewed by them for additional expertise on things that are not identified by the AI, whether that is cellular morphology or inclusions or changes in those white blood cells. All of those things that are not reported by the AI, we always have that opportunity to add on that expert review from an expert clinical pathologist.
That's really, really great. It really is. I mean, all of this just sounds awesome and so innovative. So for my final question, can we utilize this type of technology to replace an automated CBC?
We get that question from time to time, Dr. Chrisman. It is really innovative technology that you know, it's already started to transform veterinary medicine. But even so, a blood smear evaluation should not be used as a replacement for that automated cell count. So if we properly maintain our automated CBC analyzers, they're definitely going to be more precise and accurate than manual counting of cells, because they're really counting millions versus hundreds of cells to provide us those counts. The blood smear definitely provides the ability to confirm those automated CBC results, though, by verifying those red blood cell, white blood cell, and platelet counts.
That's amazing. And I'm glad, because I was like, I wonder if we could. So, this has been really fantastic information today, Dr. Penn. I think it's safe to say that veterinary team members are just super tired right now. So it seems like we as a profession are fighting burnout more than ever after a year of this COVID craziness. So this new, innovative platform is really exciting, as it can provide like accuracy, real-time results for our veterinary clients in a time when our staff just doesn't seem to have enough time in the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Christman. As we think about, the things that veterinary professionals are facing every day, it's, that time is a big, there's not enough time in the day. If we could add 4 more hours to the day, we would just be even more tired. So really, we just want to, provide these tools that provide the best medicine, that provide that expertise. And really, I think of this as thinking back to a time when I was in veterinary school, right? And I had the access to that expertise by going down the hallway and knocking on the door. So with the expert AI, with the backup and support of those expert clinical pathologists, it's like going down and knocking on the ClinPath door and having those results really fast in clinic.
Yeah. I mean, our pet owners want answers kind of quickly, so this is great. So we can empowers us to make great decisions in an effective way. So I really love that. Dr. Penn, thank you so much for being on the show. This is great. I learned so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me today, Dr. Christman. It was a pleasure to talk with you. And for anyone who wants to learn more about VetScan Imagist, please don't hesitate to go to vetscanimagist.com and learn all about it.
That's fantastic. Again, we want to thank our friends from Zoetis for supporting this podcast. And yeah, head on over to vetscanimagist.com to learn more. This is exciting information. And we want to thank our listeners for tuning in. Please don't forget to rate today's podcast episode. It always helps us out. Continue to do great work out there, my friends. Stay safe out there. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.